It's time to tee it up with On the Tee, talking the wide world of golf from the PGA to the Champions Tour, LPGA, college, high school, and the crazy world of the Hack Nation. And here's your head of the Hack Nation and your host, Mike Rickard.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee, the newest addition to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network. We're streaming on RadioSt.Pete.com and TanTalkRadio.com as well, and we'll archive on MyHoovy.tv. It's week number four here on the tee, and on this March 26th, a very pleasant day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios. And I'm Mike Rickard, certified hack and head of the Hack Nation. Here comes my producer and his beautiful wife, the Knowles family. And, of course, we're going to talk the world of golf as we had the last 4 weeks. I told you earlier, if you haven't tuned in fact, we got 3 weeks, 3 hours of broadcast. We've got On the Tee from 11 to 12. We'll take a little break, and then we'll dive into there's Ben Botham and the bottom line in baseball. We'll be talking to Ben here in the on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I got all my guests showing up, and we'll be talking golf for the next hour, and then we'll transition into a great show in the 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock segment. So, as I mentioned, we're going to be here each and every Saturday. We're going to talk about the PGA, LPGA, champions, collegiate, high schools, in the Sunshine State, the mecca, of course, of golf. And I'm looking forward to, as we get ourselves inserted and immersed into the world of golf. Yesterday, before I continue, I'll tell you a quick story. I went up to Clearwater Country Club, and our second guest, his name is Lynn Strickler, the Growler, ranked number 32 in the world, top caddies. And this gentleman has storied past and stories. And I went up and saw him yesterday. He's going to share a lot at 11:30 today. And he said, "Hey, you want to go meet JD, John Daly?" I said, "Sure, yeah." I thought he was kidding. So we went over to Clearwater Country Club, and there was John Daly, JD, and met the proprietors of the course, great guys, Harrison and Greg, his dad, McClymans. And there's JD. You know, first thing I talked to him about, being an Arkansas Razorback, was the victory, Arkansas over Gonzaga, number one the night before. And then everything transitioned. We started talking basketball, and then I talked about, you don't call him Little John anymore, talked about John Jr., and had a nice conversation. We'll be getting him on the air sometime this summer. He assured me of that. So that was an absolute blast. And then that Clearwater Country Club sounds like a place you can't go. It is open to the public, and it's a nice track. We'll be talking to Greg and Harrison from time to time down the road. Let's see, where else are we heading today? Oh, then we're gonna talk to the proprietor and the man with the plan over at Mainland. He's gonna call in, and we'll have a conversation. I like to talk about our local courses, and that's Tyson Duane. And we'll talk to him about 11:15 today here on the Tee on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. As I said, we're getting more immersed. This show, eventually, we're going to have a lot of interactive options for you. We are live down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, the 19th hole, and I'm going to be giving, there's going to be beer giveaways, there'll be golf pass giveaways, and young men like this walking by wearing their Yankee gear. Very interactive environment, a lot of fun. So On the Tee will be down here every Saturday when they open up at 11 o'clock from 11 to 12, and we'll talk about some of the things we're going to do. And one of the things we are going to do is open up a text line, because we want to hear about the humorous side. I am a certified hack, as I've mentioned. So we're going to do the, you know, the Caddy Shacks, the Happy Gilmore, Tin Cup, that type of interactive buffoonery that takes place out on the golf course, and let you share your stories as well. I did this for 15 years up north. It was very successful. Then yesterday, last night, I went over to the cigars, baseball, and bourbon with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And there was plenty of guys who wanted to talk golf over there, and I was Lou Piniella and Wade Boggs. And the NFL alumni chapter is going to start feeding us some of the athletes, and we're going to have them on the golf show, because once they get done, their competitive juices are still flowing. And I tell you what, Wade Boggs likes to hit the ball. We're going to get those type of guys to talk about their golf game and their favorite tracks over here on the west coast of Florida. And one actually across the street. And so let's take a look at the leaderboards. Of course, it is match play down at the WGC. It's the... there we go. It's the Dell Championship, and it's kind of like March Madness. They start out with 64 teams, and I don't know the history, but it almost sounds like they almost took the same model and put it together with this elimination. And it's Ryder Cup style match play, and it's the WGC Dell Match Play Championship. It's down in Austin. I'll be down in Austin in about 5 weeks. And now it's down to the Sweet 16. And you've got John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, Dustin Johnson, Billy Horschel, Tyrrell Hatton, Abraham Ancer, Brooks Koepka, Will Zalatoris, Kevin Na, Kevin Kisner, Adam Scott, Corey Connors, Seamus Powers, Richard Bland, and Takumi Tanaya. That's your Sweet 16, if you will, if you had yourself a bracket buster. And let's see, we've only got... As you've seen many times in the Ryder Cup, we do not play well in Ryder Cup type format. We did the last Ryder Cup, fortunately, in Wisconsin. But you've got Colin Morikawa, he's U.S. There's a red, white, and white flag, red, white, and blue flag, if I can speak this morning. Dustin Johnson, DJ, Billy Horschel, Brooks Koepka, Will Zalatoris. We did rally yesterday. We got plenty of red, white, and blue. But I tell you what, after days, it started Wednesday. After Wednesday and Thursday, and I'm looking at these matches, and I'm thinking, this is just a rerun of going over to Europe. So that is that event. And then, of course, we also have down in Puerto Rico, and it's the Corrales Golf Club in Punta Cana, I'm sorry, the Dominican Republic. Ben Martin's on top at he's 12 under. Alex Smalley, Chad Ramey, Adam Schenck, Graham McDowell, and Nate Lashley. And both of those are on the Golf Channel, and then they'll be, of course, on NBC. And then Bradenton's Nelly Korda, she's the world's number one and the current gold medal winner. She's still recovering from a blood clot. Next week is the first LPGA major, and unfortunately, Nelly Korda will not be able to participate. And our thoughts and prayers are with her, that young lady, and her sister Jessica, who's still out there. Hey, the FedEx Cup money leaders are Scottie Scheffler is in first place. Cam Smith second after that great win over in Pontigi Vidra. Hideki Matsuyama in third. Tom Hoagie fourth. Taylor Gooch five. Victor Hovland six. Sungjae Im seven. Sam Burns eight. And Joaquin Niemann nine. And Max Homa is number 10. And that's your... And then, as I mentioned, we're going to have... Tyson Duane on. He'll be here in a couple of minutes. And then we're going to talk to Lynn the Growler Strickler. And he's got some... I went to his home yesterday up in Cleveland. And it is the Caddies Museum. I could have spent 3 hours in there. He would come home from his events. He traveled, you know, for 30-some years in his mother's home and give her the things that he collected, his badges, what he had worn, who he's on the bag with Greg Norman, Ben Crenshaw, Curtis Strange, Freddie Couples. He was on 16 bags, and he'll share that with us. But his mother saved diligently, going back into the 80s, 1983, everything that he had comprised. What'd you say there?
Cleveland?
Yeah. Well, I'm fumbling, stumbling, and bumbling because I got so many interruptions, and you happen to be one of them. But thank you for the correcting. That's my sidekick who likes to keep a progression of how many mistakes I make down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. The 19th hole, and as I mentioned, today we've got a great second hour, and that is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and we will be talking Yankees baseball, we'll be talking to the St. Pete High School to be down here, and we're also going to be talking to, I think that might be my next guest. Hi Tyson, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
I'm superb. I like to meet people for the first time over the phone, knowing absolutely zero about you. But if Gary recommends you, and I know people love your track, I'm looking forward to the conversation. And I called the Mainland Golf Course, and it looks like you have the day off. So good for you on a busy time of the year.
Well, a day off is a hard thing to get in March at a golf course, and I'm actually here right now because this is work related, and I love this place. So, well, I'm in my element. Yeah,
yeah. You got to have a passion for it. It's kind of like me in the radio world. I mean, people say, "Gee, you put a lot of hours in," but we don't work a day in our life. Essentially, I mean, there's a lot of physical labor. I was a cart jockey when I first moved down here at St. Pete Country Club. Something to do, nice. And I got a feel for how hard you guys work. And this time of year, I was up at the Clearwater Country Club yesterday. I mean, it's nonstop at every track down here for the most part, isn't it?
This is the busiest year I've seen in 15 years, easily. The Canadians are down. They're hungry. They've been pent up in Canada with restrictions, and they want their golf. They want it. And everybody wants golf. Golf is booming right now. It's a good time.
They love their golf, the Canadians. I used to, you know, it's amazing how your attitudes change. I used to get upset because, man, we're going to be busier than hell. We got the Canadians are here. Then they take off, and you relax a little bit for a period of time. And then they're back, and you're bitching again. And it's a pendulum. So
yes, it is.
Let's go to your background, how you got into the golf course ownership business and the game of golf, where you're from, and let's take a trip back in time.
I'm originally was born in New Jersey. I moved down here with my parents back in '90, and Dad went to work for Grandpa. The golf course has been in our family for 50 years. Just this last November was our 50th anniversary, and
congratulations.
I grew up working here. Yeah, thank you. It's my first 50th birthday, and hopefully not my last. I was very happy and proud of it. But, you know, I was going to go to college, change the world, and never come back. And it's funny, I'm still parking golf carts just like I was when I was 15, only now I kind of run the place. You know, so you never say ever, never, forever. But that's how golf is just, I got the job, it was good old-fashioned grandpa off the course, and I guess I wasn't qualified to do anything else.
now, did you, when you were growing up, did you play a lot of golf as a kid?
I started, I don't even know, 6, 7, you know, the family set.
That's a pretty good start.
Yeah, you know, and I've never been great. It's hard to be good at golf. Golf is difficult. But I break 100 most of the time. Sometimes I break 9. But it's just fun, you know. But yeah, I put it down for a little while, like you do when you're in high school and you rebel against everything your family's about. But I'm certainly glad I came back to it, and it's a great game. You know, you can play it your whole life, and I'm planning on it.
We're talking to Tyson Duane, of course, the proprietor of the Mainland Golf Course, and I've heard nothing but good things about it when people come down to Ferg's. In fact, I'm gonna create a campaign down here that if they show up with a scorecard from the golf courses that we develop relationships with, we'll be giving away a draft beer. So that'll be our 19th hole partnership, and I'll get a hold of you on that. That'll just be a lot of fun.
It's a good thing I have a whole bunch of scorecards, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And yeah, guys will be grabbing handfuls of them. I didn't think about that, but that's a possibility. Hey, when you look back at, like you said, your parking golf carts, but I think every successful businessman should know from the bottom up, you know, like Mark Ferguson, he's been here 29 years. He's still walking around and bussing tables and checking on, you know, attention to detail. And it sounds like you're that immersed in the family business.
Definitely. You know, there are days that I get stuck in the back of an office doing accounting or whatnot, and you can spend as much time doing that as you can put into it. But the fun is the people, you know what I mean? It's the interaction. As I get older each year, the community aspect of it is really something that I appreciate more and more. And like my Friday men's league and my Wednesday men's league, I love those guys. I've known some of those guys for 20 years now, and it's really cool. It's kind of like Cheers, you know. Everybody knows your name, and everyone brings joy to this place. Some when they enter and some when they leave, but we're happy every day. We're trying to smile.
You know, the one thing I noticed, Tyson. Actually, I was at cart jockey at two places up in Dunedin too. I wasn't certain if I was ever going to get back on the microphone. I'd been on it for almost 20 years, so I was up at Dunedin, then down here at St. Pete, and the fact that you mentioned, everybody thinks, they almost think they own the course, though. You got to admit that. I mean, it's a positive thing, but as a cart jockey, and I got to know them, and I'm in my 60s, I'm laughing at them. Some of them, if anybody would treat me rude, I'd be like, I'm 60-some years old. I don't need to take your grief, or don't be gruff with me. However, they do take some ownership, which is good and bad at times.
You know, golf, I think, lends itself to it. It's like that principle of leaving it better than you found it. And, you know, I like to play many different courses, anyone I can get my hands on, you know. But your course, the one you go back to, there definitely is a feeling of, like, this is my course. And you're sad when something happens to the green, you know, or someone doesn't pick their ball mark or replace their ball mark or whatnot. And yeah, I think golf does just engender that identity of, you know, this is ours, this is my course.
And you gotta love those guys. A lot of times they're characters. I owned a small tavern right out of college, and I had the same thing. But we had a home course up in northwest Iowa, just a little 9-hole on a lake. And my stepfather, who has passed, but he was a hack like me, but he loved the game of golf. He was an attorney. And you would have thought that Indian Hills was his golf course. He was there. He had the same tee time every weekend. He smoked his cigars. He had his buddies. They played their skins games and until they all passed away in their 80s. And that, basically, that was their course as far as they're concerned. And Toby, the owner, I'm sure you kind of do the same thing, Tyson. You just let them roll with it.
Well, and it's cool, man. You know, when I was in high school, there was this old group of guys, the Booth Group. They were in their 70s and 80s. And Tommy Thompson, this guy from Iowa, an old farmer guy, and he was just a character. And one thing I love is, this just like 2 months ago, January, February, his son came down, Cliff. And Cliff lives up in Ohio. I hadn't seen him in 5 years. I knew this guy when I was in high school, and he looked just like his father.
The reincarnation of his
Yeah,
man.
You know, and there's these five people back, and I'm like, Cliff Thompson. And it was just funny, you know what I mean? And he made a point to come back to this, my course, Mainlands, you know, to just to say hi and revisit the memories and whatnot. And that's just something you can't qualify. That's just cool, you know what I mean?
You can't put a price on it.
Yeah, exactly. My favorite time of the year is honestly like the weekend of Thanksgiving, because you'll see three generations. You'll see grandpa, son, or father, and son. And maybe the grandson is like 15, maybe the grandson's 30. You know, but they all get together, and maybe there's a few times a year that they're doing that, and it's just cool to be a part of that. You know, that the memories that you're given, we're facilitating people's good time.
Well, you just gave me goosebumps, because we had that three generation, and so you had two hacks. You had grandpa, you had the old man, me, and then my son ended up playing Division II college golf, even though he watched our horrible habits and how we. We did, you know, a couple mulligans aside. We'd established all the parameters of the particular contest before we played. And he, as he got older and progressed in the game of golf, he'd just shake his head and go, "You guys really don't play the game of golf." We'd be like, "Well, hell no, man. We're having fun out here."
Right. If you keep the score, it's not always the most fun or easy. But, yeah, throw the scorecard away, and sometimes that's the best way to play, you know?
Well, let's talk about Mainlands. Well, first of all, I want to go back and talk about you talking about your golf game. Now, you said you shoot in the 90s or 100. The reality, I just saw this in Golf Week again, and I like to remind people. Typically, I'm not going to call people liars, fabricators, not very good scorekeepers. We'll say, "Oh yeah, I shot a 90. Now there might be two mullies on one side, one on the other, drop ball, lost ball,
sure.
Lost ball is penalty enough. You know, I've used them all. But the reality, if you play the game correctly, only 10% of the people that play the game of golf break 100, and that's the reality of the game of golf. And people say, "Oh, that's BS. That's not the right number." I said, "That's from the PGA, the nationwide PGA." 10% of the people. So you are a fine golfer.
I don't know about that, but I'll take a compliment. I would never turn one away. That's what one thing I think is great about Mainlands is we're a little bit shorter of a course. We're not a championship course. We're a par 67. So there's two par fives, and there's nine par fours and seven par threes. So at a par 67, I usually break 80 at my course. And when you're at home or you're talking to your golf buddies, they don't know if you were at a par 72 when you're talking about how you broke 90. So, you know, and that's between you and your scorecard, and maybe a little embellishment goes in there, but it's definitely a feel-good at the end of the day.
Well,
when
you know
you
what?
You drove a green or whatnot, and you're shooting low.
Well, Tyson, I haven't been down to your track yet, and I'm certainly, that's my kind of course, my buddy Kenny here. How many par threes did you say?
There's seven par threes.
Oh, my man. We'll be down there. We may wait until... after Easter, when the rush goes away, but we'll be down to harass you and take advantage of that par 67 track.
Yeah, most definitely. After Easter, we're going to drop our rates from the season rates to the summer rates. The locals will get a price break, you know, and you'll probably play in under 3 hours in the summertime. Nice and fast round.
Oh,
right,
my
now
God.
It's a little busy, tee to green all day. But
you're talking my kind of golf, hit and get.
Yeah, we get spoiled in the summertime, don't we?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, Kate, now let's go. A lot of people listening, we're in the Tri-County area. Where is Maylands Golf Course? And your course are hours, you know, sunrise
to
sunset.
Yeah, we're open basically 6:30 to 6:30 for the rest of the year after the time change, 6:30 to 6:30. And we're in the center of Pinellas County, almost bullseye center, right off US 19, just north of Park Boulevard in Gandy. We're about 1 mile north of that. There's the Giants Super Walmart. We're one light north of that on Maylands Boulevard on US 19 in the Maylands housing community.
I drove right by there yesterday. I was heading over to Tampa.
Yeah, once they fix 19 up with all the overpasses, it's easy to get, you know, up and down 19. It's made it great. Yeah, we're very accessible. Not even that far from Tampa, really.
Now, you know, 50 years, and you said your grandfather started the business. And then your father took it over. Were they accomplished golfers, or were they just solid businessmen like you?
But he was not so much of a great golfer. He was pretty good. I remember Grandpa being a pretty good iron player. But you know what? I don't even know. Lost the time just how good Grandpa was. But no, Grandpa was in the plumbing business up in New Jersey before in the 60s, before he moved down here. So, I think he was about 45, 47 when he bought the course. And it was like second lease on life, or the, you know, the second chapter or last chapter.
Well, and good for him. I mean, that's quite a transition. You go from a plumber to making
right?
People are pissed. People are pissed at you all the time, and then going to bringing them joy and opportunity to have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
So you got any big tournaments? One of the things I want you to keep in mind, anytime you've got a big tournament down there or some kind of a charity that you think I should get behind, I'll certainly do that on our social media.
Definitely.
I'll come down and meet you when the busy season winds down, or you can come down and have
I would love that.
Have
love
a beverage and a burger. Yeah, have a beverage and a burger with Gary. But any of those tournaments, get them to me. Now that I am not texting your landline, you know, I'm not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer, and I sent you a lengthy text yesterday. And then I realized it was to the Maylands landline. and nobody's shocked of that in my world, I can assure you.
Well, at least we know why we didn't get it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll do some of that. Talk about your men's and women's leagues. Can anybody get involved in those?
Yeah, there's probably two or three year-long leagues. Wednesday ladies league, Wednesday and Friday men's leagues in the mornings around 8 or 9, they go off. Every Saturday since before I've been alive, we have the Saturday Scramble. It's four-man teams for the greens fee plus $5, which goes into the pot that people get back in store credit. And that's running every Saturday. We don't have a tournament. The next tournament I got coming is one that's kind of dear to me. The Tampa Bay Green Beret Association is having the tournament on April 16th. That's a Saturday and about a month away. They're trying to do it. Most of our tournaments are for fraternal organizations, usually winds up being groups like this for a fundraiser. They're looking to get money for building a new civic center near down McDillon, Tampa. And this is a 7:30 shotgun start. I believe the $70 a player is the entry fee. And you
very
get,
reasonable.
Golf that day, and then there's doing lunch afterwards as well. And there's a raffle, a ball launcher, at an auction, a 50-50 drawing, a putting contest. Gil Hines is in charge of that, Green Beret. And he's just a good guy. He's done a couple of these tournaments, and that's the next one we got coming on. It's always good to support the troops.
Well, we get behind him 1,000% here, so I'll reach out to you this week. Email me the information, then I'll throw it up on my social media in the next 3 weeks. I'll talk about it on the air because there's several organizations I'm heavily involved with. Wounded Blue organization, and that's a nationwide recognizing any of the fallen officers and their families from 9/11 and any of them, you know, that take place now. So we're big into that, my friend, as well. Did you say you went to high school in New Jersey then?
No, I went to high school down here. I went to Countryside. I've been here since middle school.
Oh, I gotcha. Hey, unique story yesterday. I ran up to Clearwater Country Club, and my next guest, who was he was on the bag for many a guy, Greg Norman, Ben Curtis, and Curtis Strange. He lives up in Clearwater. I went up to visit him, and he said, let's run over to the Clearwater Country Club. I thought that was actually a country club, but it's open to the public, and I met Gary. But
that's a great track. They're 100 years old, I think, this year.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've been around for
he said, you want to meet John Daly? I said, yeah, I've always wanted to get JD on. I'm very fortunate to get a lot of champions players on up north, but I never, our paths never crossed. But when you talked about your little Saturday scramble, every Friday that he's in town at noon, they have a skins game up there. And I thought to myself, why don't these guys just hand Daly the cash right now and get it over with? I walked over and we visited about his Arkansas Razorbacks taking care of business against Gonzaga in the Sweet 16 and about his son. But, yeah, it'd be nice if he could get a personality occasionally to stop in, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
And in fact, I talked to, I think you probably know Ken Betts, don't you, at Mangrove?
I know of him. I don't know him well, no.
He had Davis Love III just walk in about 3 months ago out of the blue. And,
cool.
Yeah, said he was just shocked that took place. But when I show up, my friend, it won't be a personality. There'll probably be people complaining on the course about my play because I am a hit and get guy. But I'm looking forward to. And what are the rates, by the way?
Right now, it's peak season in March. We're under $50 in the morning.
Oh my gosh,
it's
that's
around
superb.
40, 45 to 50 on peak days. In the afternoon, after 3 o'clock, it's about $25 to ride for 18 holes. And about $20 to walk if you want to do 18 holes. If you want to do 9 holes, it's $20 to ride, and that's after 3 o'clock. So you can get that in the evening golf in, watch the sun go down, and hopefully make a day out of it.
What's the website people want to look you up?
Oh, www.mainlandsgolf.com.
And the phone number, my friend?
Phone number is 727-577-4847. That'll get you to the pro shop. You can book a tee time online, or you can call the pro shop. I always like talking to a human being.
All right, my friend. I certainly appreciate you. In the last second, coming on board, my unofficial producer, of course, Gary, has done a superb job, and I appreciate him grabbing you today and taking time out on your day off to join me.
Well, Gary's a good man. He's always doing good things, and when he called, this is my pleasure, Mike. I look forward to meeting you one day in person. And if you ever want to talk off again, that's what I do all day. Try to stop me.
Hey, you following this match play at all? Probably not. You're too busy.
I've been too busy, unfortunately. Yeah. No, I'll be tuning in for the Masters. But,
And there's nothing like Masters weekend. Unfortunately, right. You'll have to work a lot of it. All right, Tyson, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you sometime down the road soon.
All right, Mike, thank you. Be well. Take care.
Tyson Duane, Mainlands, and I'll tell you what, that sounds like just like my track. Folks, seven par threes. I'm going to be in heaven playing that. I think I mentioned to you that we played over at Treasure Island, my friend Kenny and I, the other day, and that was, that's just a par three. That's our kind of golf, but you got a couple par fives to challenge you. That's good as well. And the rates, folks, I mean, in this area, $49, holy moly, is absolutely superb. In case you missed it, and it's on right now, it is the and I apologize, the opening of the show, I thought I had a technical difficulty as I fumble stumbling down here at Ferg's, the 19th hole for us on the tee. But I also have a weekly, it's Pick the Pros, the Hack and my son Michael and I, he's the family golfer. He was in state championship qualifier, D2 golfer, and he's up two games, two events to one. Two events to one after 3 weeks, and I've got John Rahm, and he's got Billy Horschel in our Pick the Pros, and right now it's John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, Dustin Johnson, Billy Horschel, Terrell Hatton, Abraham Anser, Brooks Koepka, Will Zalatoris, Kevin Na, Kevin Kistner, Adam Scott, Corey Connors, Seamus, and we've got Richard Bland, and Takume Tanaya. He's a taller, older gentleman. All the way down there, yep. We're trying to, he's hiding from me, and that is our next guest, and his name is Lynn the Growler Strickler. As I mentioned yesterday, I was at his, it's like a mecca at his place. Hey, by the way, he's going to be at the Masters in 2 weeks, calling in live for us, doing live reports. That is my absolute favorite. Well, right now, March Madness might rank up there number one in my sporting events. Number two has got to be the Masters. There's nothing like it, and it's on my bucket list. I'm looking forward to one day getting up there. If nothing else, folks, I'll tell you, and it is reasonable, relatively reasonable, is to get yourself a badge for the par three. That is an absolute opportunity to see these guys let their hair down. They've got their families with them. They got their grandchildren with them. I know Zach Johnson well. He takes his kids there every year. He has done that. He's got three children. And Zach, of course, from Iowa, as I said, the Ryder Cup captain. And looking forward to him leading the new great red, white, and blue next year. Zach Johnson. And the Walker Cup, as I mentioned, is also led by an Iowan. And that is Mike McCoy. So we're fortunate from the state of Iowa to have the Walker Cup captain and, of course, the Ryder Cup captain, both from the state of Iowa. And who would have thunk, because it's certainly not a golf mecca, if you will. And as I said, kind enough to join me and kind enough to give me a little history yesterday. I love history. I was with Lynn Strickler, the Growler, yesterday. His home is a caddy museum. And it's impressive. And I'm not saying that just because you're my friend, you're sitting across from me. And then yesterday I was at the Al Lopez Baseball Museum in Tampa. So yesterday, my friend, and next time I'm taking you because you love the great game of baseball.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. You kind of minimized it because you're so accustomed to it. But I thoroughly enjoyed myself yesterday, and I want to thank you. And I love your bedside manner at a golf course. You're the kind of guy that people just love to have around.
Well, you're one of the only people that have ever liked my bedside manner.
Well, I know that. But so let's talk about your career. Okay, so you grew up in Clearwater. You went to Clearwater High. God bless you for serving us over in Vietnam. And when you got back, you decided that you wanted to travel the world.
My high school teammate, Jim Barber, on the golf team, you could only play one summer sport, golf or baseball. He could have easily played both. I wasn't much good at golf, but he finished second in a golf tournament in 1972 when I had just gotten out of the service. And at that time, second place made $17,000. That was a fortune. I was doing dishes in Santa Barbara, called him up. I go, guess what? You got a new caddy. Where's the next tournament?
You basically got yourself into the golf world.
I invited myself on board.
And then 30 plus years.
47 years.
Well, I was trying to give you a few years, brother. I didn't want people to know.
I look like I'm 90, but.
Well, and you act like you're in the 20s. I love that.
I work for Gene Sayers, and that's how old I am.
Let's talk about, first of all, one thing that I really think is cool is you would come home from your travels all over the world, and I'm telling you, folks, all over the world, and the biggest events in golf, it's very impressive. But your mother, God rest her soul, she kept all of your items and organized them.
I lived out of a suitcase, didn't really have a car, left all the badges, all the good stuff in the bags, and every time the mixed team got here after Disney World, that was the last tournament of the year, and then everybody to the West Coast in January. I dump off all the stuff at the house, and lo and behold, 30-some years ago, I'm looking around, and she saved all this stuff.
And I tell you what, we're talking, you're showing me articles from the
640 80s. Caddy badges, when they had badges. And I don't need no singing badges.
You know what we need to do with those badges, as you said, is we need to take those badges, and I'm going to help you with that project, and make a bar out of them.
They're available for $10 a badge.
And Tony's my next guest. So anyway, that would be an ideal bar. Can you imagine being able to sit there at the bar and look in? And, you know, there's a lot of sports bars, but I've never seen one with any caddy badges.
Well, Bill Murray has a place in St. Augustine by the World Golf Hall of Fame that is called the Caddy Shack. It's got everything go fair and everything Caddy
What's
Shack
that?
Available. It's in the World Golf Hall of Fame Village right there.
I got to get
He's
over there.
He's got only three of them. He's got one in Myrtle Beach, but it's all the waitresses wear caddy bibs. It's quite, you can spend an hour in there and just have a great time looking at the pictures.
Well, I'm a Bill Murray fan, but tell me what year you met Bill Murray for the first time. Because you have a classic picture of you and Bill Murray, Nick Price, and his son. That's my favorite picture.
I met Bill when he played with Jeff Sluman, a Chicago connection, knew Bill. I wanted to work for him in the Pro-Am on a Wednesday. Crenshaw wouldn't let me off, because I was going to have more fun with him. And then we ignite, and Pebble Beach, he wins a tournament with Sluman. We're yucking it up. And pictures, we had a little golf match out there. And then before I got fired the second time from Crenshaw, in a week.
How many times were you fired?
Multiple.
But that, folks, that's common in the caddy world. I'm sorry.
So at Wingfoot, walking around, Crenshaw's not too happy. Davis loves winning this PGA at the same time. Same year, 97. I got fired, but ever. Now I'm going up 18. We're like eight over, and I hear this arr. Crenshaw snaps around. It's Murray arring me from the gallery, and I'm loving it, and Crenshaw's hating it. I got fired 20 minutes later.
Hey, but at least you got fired by a celebrity interaction.
I didn't have time to quit. It was so fast.
Hey, okay, tell me about the Nicky Price and his son. You guys played against each other. Was it you and Murray against Price and his kid?
Well, they have a little, they call it the Whiskey Nine at Pebble Beach. You play the first four, first five, instead of going to six, you whip around and play the last five in. They call it, they have Whiskey Nine. I think Phil Harris named that when it was still the Bing Crosby. They go, we're not going to go all the way out to the end and make triple bogeys out there on 10 and 11 and 8. We're just going to take the easiest holes out there. And I think there might have been some red wine going down at the time.
Probably more than wine. We're talking to Lynn the Growler Strickler, Hall of Fame. And he is a Hall of Fame caddy. Google him, folks. He's got some incredible pictures that I thoroughly enjoyed. And that's just when you Google him online. And I'm blessed to have been able to see even more pictures of him. So who was your first pro that you got in the back?
I thoroughly enjoy your company.
Well, you're one of the few people, too.
Well, I'm saying that because I know I'm on tape.
anyway, so who was the first pro's bag that you were on?
Jim Barber, my buddy from high school.
Okay, he was a pro then. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, the first tournament he ever played good, he had wristbands on.
Like basketball wristbands?
He was playing with Weisskopf in the last group. Weisskopf had a five-shot lead in Pleasant Valley, and I'm in Santa Barbara. But he ends up birdieing 17 and 18 to finish solo second. I go, this guy's got a future. But unfortunately, his family owned Barber Temple Oranges, and he didn't like to travel. So I got tossed around, or as he says, I got thrown around. But I love the travel. I wanted to see the country. And I've been in every dump motel on I-10 and back.
Hey, what year did you get on Freddie Couples' bag?
He got lucky enough to hire me in 83.
Well, you know what? Seriously, being a young kid, he did need someone that was a veteran like yourself.
83 was the first year that white caddies could work Augusta. He had already lined up somebody, hired me for Houston. I'm not sure how he did. I made the cut with Mark Hayes. And first week, we're playing for Trevino on a Saturday, last group. Trevino is all over him. I told Trevino's caddy, Big Mitch, keep your player away from Fred, because he's going to listen to it. This guy was his idol. 76, tie for sixth, down the road.
So Lee was chirping in his ear?
Like a magpie.
Okay, so you're on Freddie's bag for a while, and he has success. And in fact, one of the headlines, which I really enjoyed, I can't think about where it was at, they had a nice headline about you actually being a winner, along with a picture of you and Freddie.
The story there was when Freddie won his first tournament, won a five-way playoff at Congressional in 83, his wife jumped him on the green, quite the scandalous story. And then in 84, we're winning the Players in Jacksonville, and coming up 18, the only thing he says to me, make sure my wife doesn't jump me on this green.
Those are stories, folks. That's why I want Linda to be on often, that you do not get anywhere else, not even the Golf Channel. And he's Lynn the Growler Strickler. Okay, so we go Freddie Couples. Then, after making that transition, whose bag did you get on?
I had Curtis Strange before Freddie. I had Stanley for a while.
And I love the Walrus.
I have an off-center joke now. I'm not sure it's fit for the airwaves, but I'll throw it out anyway. Craig Stadler and Tupperware, what do they have in common?
I don't know.
They like tight seals.
Well, anyway, we will move on from that one.
That's a Walrus story.
Yeah, I got to meet him in Des Moines, and I think he was a USC graduate, wasn't he?
He was certainly a Trojan.
Yep, there were several
son,
of those guys.
His son, they call Craig the Walrus, they call his son the Smallrus.
Is that Kevin? Kevin Stadler.
Yeah, he hurt his wrist. He's never been the same since. But he won the Phoenix Open one year in his hometown. He was picked to click, and he looked just like his dad.
So then you were fortunate.
We have to go through this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's too long and drawn out.
Our audience loves it, my friend.
You're losing audience.
No, they want to see what the next thing is going to come out of your mouth. Okay, so Ben Curtis. Let's talk about Ben Crenshaw. Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Curtis who?
Yeah, Ben Crenshaw, not Ben Curtis. Ben Crenshaw.
Let's not talk about him. Thank God I taught him how to putt.
Harvey Pinnock doesn't get any of that credit?
None.
Okay, I'm heading to Austin, and that's where Tom Kite and Ben, of course, went to college.
Turn on the Golf Channel and Golf Today, because they'll have Kite and Crenshaw in the tower with my band Azinger with commentary, because they both grew up on the golf course they're playing this week. And they beat each other up, because they really never were too fond of each other.
Did you, you were up at the Valspar, did you run it? Did you tell me you ran into Zinger up there?
Yes, I have texts from him. He wants me to, I'm going to trade a fishing trip with some furs, complimentary tickets, for the race.
Well, I wonder where you're going to get those.
You can provide those.
Yes, I will. Those
Has anybody out there ever seen this man's face?
They're going to be complimentary tickets from on the team.
Complimentary. We call them scholarship on the tour.
Yes, exactly. Scholarship tickets.
Is this about over?
You got about another 7 minutes of tolerating these questions. And let's talk about Greg Norman and the British Open.
Let's not.
You've got to talk about.
He made a bogey in the last hole. It cost him 700,000 euros. Cost me 18. I was the only one without the hat off, congratulating everybody. I was fuming up the right side.
I still love. Who was the golfer that you told him that you don't know how to read the comics? I can't even read the comics.
Scott Hoke. Year after he missed the short putt to win and failed to beat him in a playoff. I've got him the next year. 71 holes, haven't read a putt. Going up to 18, I go, Scott, my mom's watching. I'd like a little tube time here. He goes, what do you want?
Tube time.
Let me read this putt. Okay, read it. So I'm all over this thing, plumb bob and blah, blah, blah. And at the last second, he goes, what do you see? I go, I can't read the comic section, Scott. And he looked at me like, and I was fired 20 minutes after that line.
Well, I tell you what, I've enjoyed the stories. You got to give me a couple more minutes. You don't get this kind of commentary. You don't even have a watch, and you just looked at your wrist.
I'm doing this for swag. How about some Benjis?
Swag and cocktails.
If you start paying me, I'll be a little longer.
This is like your third time you've been on the air, and you're getting better each time.
I am like Glenn Frey, a treetop flyer, under the radar, my brother.
Well, you weren't under the radar yesterday when we were at the Clearwater. I wish this was on video. At the Clearwater Country Club, I do have to say, that country club and Gary and his son Harrison, that thing is in superb shape.
Well, the city of Clearwater took it over. The difference between a golf club and a country club is if you got a bunch of well-fixed members, they'll maintain it. Once a city buys courses like that, there's no maintenance that usually goes to hell. But they brought back Clearwater. I played my Clearwater high school matches there. I have a fondness for Clearwater Country Club. Yeah, and a little John Daly thrown in for kicks.
That was great yesterday, and I appreciate that. And JD, the only thing I said to him was go ahead.
When Arkansas beat Gonzaga, he had a smile on like a Cheshire cat. He is a Razorback, as everyone knows.
Well, and apparently, and he mentioned when we were sitting at the bar, he and Charles Barkley on the TNT set, they were doing the halftime, were going back and forth, texting, and they put it up on the big screen at TNT.
The only bar John Daly should be a salad bar. I'm out with that. That's my walk-off.
Have you met his son? Did you meet his son?
No.
Well, there he is. And they call him the Growler for a reason. Talk about an entertaining guy. And I want to talk to my buddy Kenny real quick. I'm throwing you on the air. It doesn't get... Now, you got to admit, this is my hack, buddy.
Hack for sure.
What are we going to call it? We got to get you a nickname. Kenny the Kid Knowles. Could you act like a kid now that you're retired? That's for damn sure. However... Now, how about that interview?
Growler's the best, isn't he?
Now, you're watching him.
You could have him the whole show. I know.
But I don't know when he's going to get up and walk away.
That's like when I went down to get him. He goes, I'll be there in a minute.
He's got to have Well, you know, it doesn't matter to me. But he's got to have his Bloody Mary before he gets on the air. Yesterday, we're up at the course. I'm waiting for John Daly to come in. I get to talk to JD a little bit. We talked about basketball. And I talked about his son, who's a freshman down at Arkansas. And then the goofball walks away, leaves his billfold, his phone, and his keys. He's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
He's got flip-flops on, shorts, and a T-shirt.
He did the same thing down there.
He's out on the putting green, putting. He's like Bill Murray.
And flip-flops.
You should have seen the pictures. I'll show them to you later. I took pictures of his pictures. He and Bill Murray all over the place, like four or five different events.
Yeah.
I can see those two clowns. I think he was fired. He told me the first time, but he forgets sometimes.
It was quite a few times.
16.
Was it? Yeah.
He was on 16 bags. And I said...
I don't think he really cared.
I said, I said, is it because you're a jackass? He says, no, because I tell him the truth. He goes, these golf pros are so accustomed to being pampered, and I tell them the truth because it's my cash. He goes, if they play like hell,
like
I don't get paid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should have seen.
Hilarious.
Well, you should have seen his place. It's the house that he's 70 years old, 65 years. When he was 5 years old, he moved in this house.
Wow.
It's up on Gulf to Bay, and it's a nice little home, and I'll tell you, I wasn't expecting when I walked in because I see him down here and he goes to Rays games and he throws quite a few down and he's got his Marlboros and he's firing the butts away and I'm thinking, well, this will be interesting getting in there. He could charge admission. It's that organized. Each room has a theme.
Like a museum.
His garage is where his mother puts his badges and all of his caddy gear.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Impressive.
Wow.
He doesn't have any children. I asked him if he'd adopt me because I'll make sure that they do get in someplace.
Yeah, no shit.
No kidding. No kidding. Remember, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
No kidding, Kenny. Kenny the Kid Knowles. And you got to like that first interview with Tyson Duane because...
Yeah. We got to play that course.
It's a par 67.
I know. And we can have a cart. We don't have to walk.
I knew you were getting excited.
I know. I was ready to ask him, can we get a cart?
I got to come up with some kind of nickname for you so you become a personality on the show. Because yeah, I always had a hack up north. You're just going to be Kenny the Kid Knowles for now. But
talk about hacks. We hacked it up when we did play, didn't we? Jesus Christ. You kept telling me about the houses you hit, and then I hit two balls right over there.
Yeah. Well.
Two in a row.
That was, folks, if you have family in town and you have young kids and none of you know how to golf, because we certainly don't, and you're hacks, you want to go to Treasure Island Golf and Racquet Club. It's, what was it, 12 bucks? 16 with,
like
a, with a pull cart. Yeah. 16 bucks, and you can play as many holes as you want. They're not going to come out and check you.
Nice little course.
Yeah, and they're not going to complain if you got kids with you. But we were two kids. We walked it, and I told them the story about drilling the condo on the ninth hole, the last hole. And he looks at me. He gets his iron out. And the next thing you know, he drills two, the exact same spot.
If you wouldn't have told me,
condo.
I could have hit it straight.
Oh, my God.
You had to tell me the damn story.
You can say damn in hell. You just can't drop the other ones you dropped. And I thought that my man, I got to get a mute button when I have the growler on.
Yeah, he's pretty wild.
Oh, my God, he's more than wild. But you should have seen him up at the course. All these guys, you know, they're country club cats.
Oh yeah,
they're dressed.
They all know
you know
him, I'm sure.
They're dressed in the gear, and he's f-bombing them all, and he's.
JP's a lot like him, my bad.
Oh yeah, they love each other.
Yeah.
And he walks into the bartender, the guy, and he goes, "Why can't I get a female bartender when I come in here?" You're the ugliest bartender. That's what he says, to the guy, ugliest bartender that's ever served me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm with this guy. I don't even want to be with him.
He is funny.
And I'm sitting at a distance, actually. I'm dressed in my on the tee gear.
Yeah.
And then here comes JD. He's got St. Louis Cardinal gym shorts on.
Yeah.
And he did have an Arkansas pullover.
Razorback bag.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Oh yeah.
He bleeds his Razorbacks. Oh. And then I talked about his son. He used to be the little John. He doesn't want to be called that any longer. Now he's John Jr. And he's a freshman at Arkansas. He said he had a great season. We talked about his son, and everybody likes to talk about their kids.
Yeah. He's doing good too. His son
is. Well, you're not Kenny the Jet. You're Kenny the Kid Knowles. I'm going to come up with something more creative on the golf course. Thanks for stepping in, buddy. And now I'm going to take my restroom break and shut this show down. All right, from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse, I'm Mike Rickard for Lynn Strickler, Tyson Duane of Mainlands, that's a golf course you're going to want to get down to, Joe Boudreau and Big Ed on the controls. Thanks for listening as we look forward to sharing the great game of golf each and every Saturday with you from 11 to 12 right here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, and we'll be archiving this on myhoovy.tv. God bless you, God bless America, and as always, hit 'em straight.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.